Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tom Asacker is our guest, our 16-year member of our Brain Trust, award-winning speaker, award-winning author. His new book is called I Am Keats, Escape Your Mind and Free Yourself. Tom, the way I'm describing this is the book's about how to get out of your own way. How close am I?
That's exactly right. It's how to let go of this obsessive, anxious thinking that you're going to control the future and you're going to live happily ever after, and allow your inner spirit, your essence, God, let the higher power that you were born with direct you, and then let go. Do the best you can and realize that you're not in control of this.
My most anguished time happened to me back in the late 80s before I started my small business. And I won't go into all the details, but I remember thinking that I knew how to run my career, and I realized after 25 years I'd wandered myself back into a hole, and I just quit worrying about it. I said, I'm just going to show up and do the best I can. I'm going to stop worrying about it. And I've done that. I think I've gotten out of my own way. And I talk to people about that all the time on the show, Tom. I think the biggest obstacle that small business owners have is not capital, it's not customers, it's not competition. It's getting out of their own way.
That's exactly right. That's right. We're our own worst enemies. If we would just follow our passions, our hearts, to do the right thing, do the best we can, add value to people's lives.
Yeah.
And then, like Keith says, you don't want to be, irritably searching around like the butterfly looking for the flower. Be the flower and let the butterflies come to you. Create value. Create purpose and meaning. Let the people that are attracted to you come to you instead of irritably reaching after them. Because that'll drive you absolutely crazy. Jim, I used to, and this sounds silly, and I know it's counterintuitive, but I'll tell you, and I'll tell everybody out there as well. A few years ago, when all this struck me, prior to really understanding this, when somebody called me and said they were interested in having me come speak at an event or to their organization, I would have a conversation with them, and then I would follow up again and again and again. I don't follow up anymore.
Mm-hmm.
These people know who I am.
Right.
They know what my value is. They know my reputation. We have a good conversation. If I don't ever hear from them again, then it wasn't meant to be.
Right.
I don't get all crazy and say, well, let me follow up again.
Right.
I don't do it. And it's like, and you know what? It changed nothing. It made nothing worse or better.
Mm-hmm. But you do have time to move on to things that may be more productive, things that where the possibilities are still there.
That's the point. I remember I gave a talk at an Inc. 500 conference, and all the CEOs out there were asking me questions after my talk, and one of them said to me, "Tell us something to do to improve our sales productivity." And I said, it's very simple. I said, the next time a salesman is sitting with a prospect and you don't think you're going to do business with this guy or this woman, just say it. Say, listen, I have a feeling we're not going to be doing business together. Maybe I'm off base. And they said, oh, my goodness, we can't do that. And I said, you had better do that.
Oh, yeah.
Because your job is to find people who want
you
what you
get
have.
Up, you got to get up and walk away because otherwise you're wasting everybody's time.
That's it. So put yourself out into the marketplace. Expose yourself as broadly as you can.
Make plans. Try to be productive. Do all the things you ordinarily do, right?
Right. But find the people, Jim, that are interested in what you provide, in your unique value. Don't become obsessed with trying to control everything mm-hmm. and to convince people. Find your people.
See, the opposite of what you're describing is where we are in the marketplace these days.
Exactly.
With corporate America, with Wall Street, the 90-day conference call, the 90-day short leash that corporate America is on from the analysts on Wall Street, with digital fear and greed, we've got to have this information right now. All that is contributing, is exacerbating this thing you're saying we need to get away from. And small business owners get caught up in that because we're part of that marketplace.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, here's the funny thing. If you realize that big companies, their spirit is being crushed by that, right? By that analysis and mm-hmm. control, then you can say to yourself, wow, I have an opportunity. I can go with my heart, my gut, and innovate. They mm-hmm. can't do it. They can't do it because they've got people watching them all the time, watching the numbers. You know, they're quashing their spirit.
Yeah.
But that's the advantage that small businesses have. They have to utilize that advantage. And the only way they can do that is get rid of this anxiety.
I need your website.
Well, they can go to iamkeats.com and check out everything.
I-A-M-K-E-A-T-S, iamkeats.com. It's available on Amazon.
Yes, it is.
All right. So, folks, check it out. You'll thank me later. Tom, good job. Congratulations on the book. I know how cathartic this was for you. Thank you for taking the time and having the courage to share it with everybody else.
Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate it.
Tom Asacker, ladies and gentlemen, he's one of the best. And 16 years he's been hanging out with us and sharing his wisdom with us. And
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.